Okay, finally, we reach chapter 11, miscellaneous. Some things that didn't necessarily fit in particularly well in other chapters, just some miscellaneous factoids you need to know to pass the test. This is chapter 11 of the Plain English Study Guide for the FCC Amateur Radio Technician Class License. My name is Richard Clem, W0IS. I'm the author, and we're just kind of hitting the high points on this audio series. You can find out more information about it at my website, W0IS.com. Some of these miscellaneous items we need to cover are, for example, who is a frequency coordinator? A frequency coordinator is a local volunteer, usually like a club or organization, who recommends transmit and receive channels for repeater stations and auxiliary stations. They're selected by hams in the local area. A band plan. What's a band plan? A band plan is a voluntary guideline for using different modes or activities within an amateur band. So it says the voluntary band plan says that use this frequency for high power operation, this frequency for low power operation, or whatever. It's kind of a recommendation, but it's always a good idea to follow good practices and recommendations. If you transmit and receive on the same frequency, that's called simplex. The advantage of simplex is if you're close to somebody, talk to them on simplex rather than tying up the repeater for everybody for miles around. You're encouraged to use a phonetic alphabet when speaking. So I'm Whiskey Zero India Sierra, because that you can pick it out better than if I say to say W0IS, so was that last letter an S or an F? So phonetic alphabet is always a good idea. It's a good idea to use a standard one. There is not the standard phonetic alphabet. There's no requirement that says you have to use the phonetic alphabet. So you use what works, it's best to use a standard of some kind. For RF grounding, the best thing to use is flat strap. Because it has the lowest RF impedance. Just memorize that. For RF grounding, use flat strap, not wire, flat strap, because flat strap has the lowest RF impedance. To reduce interference, RF current flowing on the shield of an audio cable, use a ferrite choke. If you get reports of garbled, distorted, or unintelligible transmissions, it might be because of RF feedback. An antenna analyzer is an instrument designed to see what frequency your antenna is resonant for. ARQ is a digital scheme whereby the receiving station detects errors and sends a request to the sending station to retransmit the information. Might be on the test to memorize that. What kinds of amateur stations can automatically retransmit other stations? The answer is auxiliary, repeater, or space station. And what do you use to prevent coupling of unwanted signals? Well, shielded wire would always be a good possibility. So with those miscellaneous items, we've gotten through the entire exam. I'm confident just from having listened to this, you'll probably do pretty well on the test. To guarantee that you ace the test, I strongly recommend reading through my book, The FCC Amateur Radio Plain English Study Guide by Richard Clem. If you just search Amazon for Clem Technician, it usually comes up as the first result. Or you can find out more information or find the rest of this course at my website, W0IS.com. So anyway, I wish you all the luck passing your exam. As soon as you get that license, that's a license to learn. You don't necessarily know everything there is to know, but you know the bare minimum, so you can get on the air and start having fun start learning to pass that general exam and keep upgrading. Some of this information that you've learned just sounds mysterious, things that you just have to memorize. I guarantee you, once you get on the air, a lot of it will start making a lot more sense. You've passed once you pass that test, you've met the bare requirement to get on the air. So I encourage you to do exactly that. Maybe make a few mistakes in the process, learn some things, and have fun with your new amateur radio license. Once again, for more information, please visit my website at W0IS.com.